Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and happy Sunday to you. Welcome to the talk show version of What is Etiquette Anyway? I'm your host, Donna Paige Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady, and I hope you're having a great weekend. And thanks so much for taking time out of your Sunday evening to join me. Let me give you our live call-in number. It's 347-324-3295, 347-324-3295. And some of you prefer to email your questions or comments, and the email address is info@pagesetiquette.com, or you can email me directly at dmanners@bellsouth.net, dmanners@bellsouth.net. Now, I'm the owner of Pages Etiquette Seminars, which is a company that specializes in personal as well as professional development training. And I'm also the author of What is Etiquette Anyway?, which is a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. In addition to that particular book, I'm also the author of What is Executive Etiquette Anyway?, Key Ingredients for Building Success. Successful Working Relationships. And these books, as well as any of our additional affirmation products or motivational materials, may all be purchased on the website at www.pagesetiquette.com. Again, www.pagesetiquette.com. And I also would like for you to say hello to our co-host this evening. She's no stranger to What is Etiquette Anyway. She is an HR and customer service expert and a friend. Her name is Denise Harding. Hi, Denise. How are you?
Hi, Donna. Thank you. How is everybody out there?
Oh, I'm sure they're doing well. We're certainly excited. And, of course, Denise, I always like to just kind of tell the new listeners each week to the show, I'd like to just kind of talk about the origin of the word etiquette. And, of course, it's a fancy word for manners, but it actually comes from a French word meaning ticket. Now, of course, it later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Now, what happened is Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French courts, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. Now, you know, a lot of times, Denise, we hear people pronounce this word etiquette, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the reason for that is understandable because it's spelled E-T-I-Q-U-E-T-T-E, and the Q does make the qua sound. However, since it comes from a French word meaning ticket, I always say if you say the word etiquette slowly, you hear yourself say ticket. And I always have everybody just say etiquette. So, therefore, there should be no reason for this word to be mispronounced again, knowing that it comes from a French word meaning ticket. And I always say, Denise, of course, that if you have good etiquette, then you have a ticket to society. And I'm sure all of our listeners are certainly would be happy to have a ticket to society. Now, once again, welcome to the talk show version of What is Etiquette Anyway? And, of course, the purpose for even doing this show is to help make the world a polite place to live, which includes teaching and encouraging people, you know, how to be considerate, teaching them how to be considerate and courteous in every situation. And, of course, Denise, we always say it's just nice to be nice.
Absolutely.
Now, over the last couple of weeks, of course, Denise, we've had some interesting conversation regarding pet peeves. And we've talked about what? We've talked about etiquette in the restaurant, talking.
Etiquette in the, etiquette in the movies.
Etiquette in the movies, that's right. Driving, let's see. What else? Coughing, I think, blowing your nose, sitting at the dinner table, that kind of thing. But we're going to talk a little more about etiquette, and we're also going to, we're always talking about, you know, how we can teach each other to have good manners, especially when it comes to, you know, children. And we're going to talk a little about a bit about how to teach adults, too, how to have good manners as well. But I'm going to bring in our first caller, Denise. Let's go to our first caller. And let's see. Hello. Hi. Thanks for calling What is Etiquette Anyway?
Hello. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine.
Great. Could you tell us your name and where you're calling from?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Lanice Popa, and I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay. Welcome. And if you would say hello to our co-host, Denise.
Hello, Denise.
Hi, Lanisa. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Great.
Well, thank you for calling.
Yes, yes.
Now, from my I'm sorry. Are we speaking on pet peeves?
Right, yes. Do you have any you'd like to share?
Oh, gosh, do I? one of my main pet peeves is in the grocery store.
Yeah.
And when I'm in line and I cannot understand why a person goes to the store with $50 but decides to purchase $75 worth of items. That,
okay.
I don't know why that irritates me so bad.
Because a lot of times they probably have to, what, have some things deducted and kind of put some things back and go through
yes. that. Yes, and then you'll pick. Actually, they'll stand there and they'll pick out the things that they want, which is understandable. Of course, those are things that you need, but you should have known you needed those things before you went to the store.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that is just like not good etiquette when it comes to the other customers that are in the store and trying to get in and get out, and you have your children or, you know, you're doing something quick for lunch or whatever. That is just, I don't know why that's such a pet peeve.
Absolutely. That has happened to me sometimes, too. And my thought is automatically, okay, are you shopping from a list or are you doing any type of calculating as you're purchasing your items, as you're putting your items in the basket? Because oftentimes, if you know you only have a certain amount of money, then you kind of, as you're picking up items, you're kind of predetermining and calculating how much you have. But, yes, that has happened to me before, too. I've been behind someone who does that, and it's like, oh, my goodness, you know, couldn't they count ahead or any of that? But you're absolutely right.
Right. And then, I don't know how many I can say. I have a lot of pet peeves. Is that bad?
You have another one? No, usually, you know, most people have several.
Another grocery store thing is letting your children run wild in the grocery store
mm-hmm.
or any kind of department store,
mm-hmm.
you know, because as the way the society seems to be now, you cannot, of course, say anything to anyone's child because then there seems to be a problem or an issue. But yet still, you know, I have on several occasions been to the store, grocery store, department store, whatever, and you have children just running through the aisles, knocking things over, screaming, you know, this, it's just like, I don't understand that. That is just, that's a big pet peeve as well of mine as to where I feel that they should actually listen to your show or purchase your book, which I do have. And sit down and speak to your kids.
Sure. Denise, do you ever see that? Denise is the HR expert.
Absolutely. I was going to say that children do run away from their parents, and also not only that, but there is that little bit of a window where those children could be taken away by someone who might be in that particular area of the store, and then you can't find your children. In the environment, in a grocery store, in any kind of open activity, even if you're in the park, it is important to have a good handle on your children and to teach them to stay close to you as well. I know in my past experiences, I've worked in retail, as Donna said earlier, as employees, we do say something to children, and it's not always very receptive from the parents or the guardians when you do say something, but we want to make sure that everybody in our store is very safe. When you run or when a child runs, when anybody runs, it might be an unsafe environment for them. They may slip and fall, and it's unnecessary. So I can certainly understand that this is a pet peeve of yours because of the unruliness, but again, it's an issue of safety as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Lonnie, for sharing those with us. And,
thank you.
I really appreciate your call. And as a matter of fact, that will be a good segue to our next caller that is coming up. We're a lot of times we're talking about, I know we did a segment on whose job is it to teach manners. And when we did that particular segment, we were talking about, you know, it's the parents first and then the teachers and so on and so forth. However, we are going to also talk about exactly how you know, can parents be more courteous as being role models. So we're going to, that's a perfect segue into that. Yes, hi. Lisa, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello?
Good evening. Good evening, Lisa. How are you?
I'm okay, and yourself?
Doing well, thank you.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Okay, and yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling, Lisa. If you would, just kind of give everybody an idea of who you are and what you do.
Okay, I'm Lisa. I live in Porterdale, Georgia. I've been in education for over 8 years now, and my pet peeve is parents and control of their children and just teaching them manners. They just expect the school to do everything.
And we've certainly talked about that because, you know, the role of a parent, the parent is the first child's role model. And, of course, you know, even in the segments that we did on whose job is it to teach manners, it's so important that the parents teach the children for the simple fact that, you know, the school should only have to reinforce. However, if there's nothing there, you know, to reinforce, then there is an issue. But parents, you know, can teach children manners by different ways, not just sitting them down and telling them what to do, but being a role model. And let's talk a little about, Lisa, how parents can be more courteous. You know, I think we had talked about different events, for example, at performances. Could be, you know, a PTA performance or something like that. What do you think about that?
Well, I think parents can be more courteous and show their children manners. My pet peeve, I can go from the PTA standpoint and also from my daughter's in dance and dance recitals, where parents only come out to support if their children are performing, and once their children have finished performing, they get up in the middle of another child performing and to get up and take their child home without giving the other children a chance to have their audience. And I just think that's very rude. And what are we teaching our children, that they can't sit through a 20 to 30 minute performance? If the parents are getting up in the middle of the show, it's not okay. It's the same thing if you go to the movies where they're up and down just because they can't sit down. And if you don't see your parents doing this, where does it start?
Excellent point. And, you know, as I just mentioned, you know, it's not just, you know, teaching your child to say please and thank you or to do what I say and not what I do, because we all know that that's not real. You know, your children will
you
do.
Broke.
Right, that's right. Your children will certainly do what you see them doing quicker than they will do what you actually told them to do. So, yes, that is very important. Lisa, what about from a, let's say a daycare, or, you know, when parents are dropping children off, say, first thing in the morning, and I guess we can talk
stop
now.
Drop and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Stop, drop, and roll. I've experienced with parents in the morning, sometimes the wheels are still spinning, and the door, they don't even open the door. The little child, I have pre-K, and you see pre-K kids getting out the car by themselves, and the parents are on cell phones. They don't even take the time to say goodbye, have a good morning, give them a hug. They're just so into themselves. And sometimes the kids come in and they're sad, and you ask them why, and they're like, well, my mommy didn't say bye, or my mommy didn't get me a kiss. Or, and these are things that upset the children. And as a teacher, you have to get this child not upset in order for them to perform, and parents don't seem to see this. I've had kids who stand at the door when the parents do bring them inside to the classroom and the parent is on the cell phone. All they're doing is throwing up a hand and walking down the hall, and little Mary may be saying they're crying. The parent be, you know, just waving them off like, go on in the classroom, I don't have time.
Hey. Not only that, it can also give them, you know, low self-esteem or the feeling that nobody cares about me, and too much of that happens in our society. We don't hug our children enough. We don't cuddle them enough. And they can grow up to be that way towards others as they get older. And that is really a shame. It really does start when they're younger. And we need to be a little bit more interested in what they're doing and how they're doing, and so that they can carry that forward as they grow up.
We just rushed. Everything is rushed. Rush,
mm-hmm.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. Where's
right.
The human side of everything?
Mm-hmm. I guess living in this, you know, this fast food, microwave, hurry up and get out of my way society, you know, oftentimes, especially, you know, parents of smaller children, a lot of times you don't think your children notice, but they actually do. You know, they may not necessarily be able to verbalize, you know, their feelings, but
mm-hmm.
they really do notice. And we're not parent bashing, because all parents don't do that.
No.
A lot of parents are certainly doing their job, and they're being considerate and courteous, and, you know, they're really going the extra mile. But what we're trying to get people to understand is just to really stop and think and just take a self-parent check, you know, and thinking, wow, when I dropped my child off, was I on this important call that I should have actually taken after saying goodbye to my child? So just
exactly.
Kind of making people conscious, you know. And since Lisa, when you said stop, drop, and roll, normally, you know,
that's
kids fired. That with the fires, right?
Exactly.
You know, it's real interesting too, Donna. My mother lives with me, and she is now in an adult daycare center, and I do have to drop her off and pick her up on the days that I take her. And I go in with her, even though she is older, much older than me, and I go in to pick her up, and I give her a hug before I leave and let her know that I'll see her later. And so that, to me, that is just like, okay, she taught me those things by doing that for me when I was growing up. Now, in turn, that goes back to her as she has gotten older.
Well, that's good, because I see it as, I can see it in the little kids, because I have pre-K. And you
mm-hmm.
see them act it out maybe during center time and housekeeping, the things, how their parents talk to them or how their parents treat them. And sometimes I'll tell the parents, you know, if I notice something and have them come in and watch this, or because we do observations, note it and let them, and the parents' mouths drop when they be like, oh my gosh, she's acting just like me. This wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a wake up call for, you know, for them to see. And then even like when you say you dropped your mom and you go inside with her, you give her a hug. Now I have a 9-year-old and a 13-year-old, and they're going into fourth and ninth grade respectively. And when school opens, I still walk them to their classes on the first day of school.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the administration is always telling me, they know me, oh, Ms. Spencer, they're going to be fine, just leave them at the door. No.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my kids are fine going off to the classes, but I'm the one that's still with the tears at the door, like, oh, my baby's starting school. And they're like, here's Ms. Spencer, here's your tissue as you come in the door. Each year, I still cry when I walk my kids to their first day of school. And you don't have parents do that. I have kids that come to pre-K. We don't meet those parents until our first parent meeting, which may be in September here in Newton County. We start in July. And that's because that's a mandated meeting that they have to come to. But these little babies are put on a school bus to come to school without their parents on the first few days of school. You never meet the parents if they didn't come to open school. You don't see a parent, and these little babies are just thrust into the world at 4 years old to get on a big school bus and walk into the big building, and it's on teachers. to give them that nurturing. I think mm-hmm. that's sad.
It mm-hmm. is sad. It really is.
Sure. Well, Lisa, I'm so glad that you, you shared this information. And, you know, because, you know, part of the reason for doing the show is to make people more conscious of what
mm-hmm.
they're doing. And oftentimes, you know, being so busy, you know, a lot of times people just don't think about it. It's just what they do is what they've been doing. But thank mm-hmm. you so much for sharing. And parents, please, especially at the pre-K, the smaller age, please, please be more conscious and courteous of making sure that your child is, you know, you drop them off, you go in to get them, and that you are giving them your undivided attention. That is
absolutely
so
yeah.
key. Well, thank you so much, Lisa. I thank you so much for calling in, and we have
okay.
a few other callers who are going to bring it. Thanks again, and please do call us back again.
Okay.
Thank you, Lisa.
And let's see. Let's go to our next caller. Hello, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes. Good evening. Thanks for calling. What is etiquette anyway?
Good evening. I was just now listening to the conversation, and everything was very informative. I don't have little kids, but I do have, first of all, my name is Alfreda. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I do apologize for that.
Hi, Alfreda.
Yes.
Hello, ladies. I don't have little kids, but I do have a granddaughter who is starting pre-K this year, and that I know the call is not about pre-K, but that's one thing that I try to get her mother to be conscious of, just dropping her off and letting her go on. I try to be conscious of that. So if the mother doesn't take the initiative to do it, I call it upon myself to do it, to take a visit to the school and go see how she's doing. Because it's being my grandbaby, I want to know who's seen about her. So if I instill some things in her that she can, if she can't pick it up from her mother, then maybe she'll pick it up from her grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
So just showing her that nurturing and love, that I'm excited when your day is over. I'll call you and make sure that your day went okay and what happened. You know, just keep on talking, and so her self-esteem won't be low. So it's really a pet peeve of mine. Also, what Lisa was saying about how the parents just drop them off. So I thank her for all of her insight and Ms. Donna, you doing this kind of radio show, because sometimes we're not conscious of those things that's going on.
Yeah. Unless we, you know, have forums like this that we can actually discuss these types of things, people just don't think about it. And, you know, here again, you know, we're living in this fast food, you know, microwave society. I've got to get it now. I've got to hurry up. I've got to drop it up. I've got to get up. I've got to get dressed. Let's go. Let's go. And at some point, we really have to slow down and really think about what we're doing and,
mm-hmm.
again, you know, kind of take a self-check and to make sure that what we're doing, we are able to, you know, to even take a minute to just comprehend. And a lot of times you think, oh, wow, I did that and I didn't mean to do that or so on and so forth. So very, very important. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. Did you have any other pet peeves you wanted to share with us at all today?
Well, the one pet peeve I do have, I'm in customer service,
mm-hmm.
and people, when you're having a conversation, somebody just jumps into the conversation and turns it all around about them without
mm-hmm.
saying, excuse me, I apologize, or just sitting there just listening, but they turn the conversation all about them, and sometimes, you know, it's not even about you. It may be about a situation, but your situation is just worse than what's going on. That's just such a pet peeve with me. I've been out of the office work for a minute, but I just finally got back into it, and it's like I wasn't missing a thing because nothing has changed with the office world as far as the politics, and I know that's not what your show is about, but the pet peeve of everybody just backbiting and jumping into other people's conversation and then trying to pull you into it, and that's just, it just irks me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it is. I mean, that is a pet peeve, and that all falls under etiquette as well. And as a matter of fact, I talk about some of these things in my What is Executive Etiquette Anyway book. And, you know, it talks about how to have, you know, pleasant working relationships.
And that is very important. And a lot of times people don't think that that is really necessary, or oftentimes people think that, you know, oh, I know how to act at work, or I have good manners. And oftentimes, you know, the people that really, really think, you know, they have it all together are oftentimes they don't. And sometimes they think it's just common sense. And I always say that nowadays common sense is not so common. But thank you so much again, Alfreda, for calling. We're going to see if we can get take some more calls.
Okay.
You can, you know, hang on if you'd like.
And, okay.
Go to another caller.
Okay.
Hello, caller, can you hear me? Hello, caller, can you hear me? Hello? Okay, caller, can you hear me? Okay, we'll try another line. Good evening, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? Can you hear me? This is line 5.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for calling What is Etiquette Anyway. Could you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
This is Jean, and I'm calling from Atlanta.
Wonderful. And can you say hello to Denise, our co-host?
Hi, Denise.
Welcome, Jean. How are you? And what is your pet peeve today?
Well, the teaching of manners not being done by parents.
Okay.
And that they're leaving it everything for the school teachers to do. It's remarkable how ill-mannered so many children are, little ones and older ones. It's as bad in high school as it is in elementary school. And
Jane, are you a teacher as well?
No, I'm not, but I do work with children.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we were talking a few minutes ago about how, actually in one of our other segments, we were talking about whose responsibility is it to teach children manners, and there was a debate, and for the most part, we all agreed that, yes, it should start in the home. But I think, Donna, you made a point about sometimes parents don't always know themselves. And a lot of people do leave it up to the teachers to teach it, but it actually should start in the home and then be reinforced when they get to the school setting. It is horrible. I see teenagers out and about, and they can be very, very verbal on certain things, and even around smaller children, and that bothers me when the older children can stand around and say very derogatory things and disregard who they're around and the fact that they are around smaller children. So what are your thoughts on teaching manners?
It is incredible. Ladies, I am so sorry. We are almost out of time.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow. Let me apologize to those callers that we were unable to get on this evening. We had some emails we couldn't get to, and you know, I say it so, you know, when you're having fun, you know, it's just the time is gone. I can't believe it. I think we're going to have to expand our show. But if you would, Jean, please call us back next week. We're going to continue this discussion because we are out of time. Again, you've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show version. Thank you so much, all of our callers. We had such great comments. Thank you so much for calling. And we invite you to call again. We will continue more pet peeves on next week. Jean, so sorry we had to interrupt because we are running out of time. Please, certainly, you know, feel free to tell, you know, your friends and other people to just kind of give us a call and tune in and share their comments as well. It is always a pleasure to come to you every Sunday evening to be invited into your home. Thank you so much for listening. And I would like to say thank you so much, Denise, my co-host. I appreciate you as well.
You're welcome.
Thanks again. We look forward to speaking with you all again on next week. Again, you've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? As I say every week, please feel good about yourself. Be considerate of others.
and be the best you can be. And don't forget, it is just simply nice to be nice. Take care, have a wonderful evening, and God bless.